Okay, so we have a few more issues. Maybe the last day we'll see, but a few more issues on the din of brachas mechilah chavruta. So there's Rabbeinu Yonah, I think maybe in more than one place, but he's bothered by the following. He says, okay, so he says, let's say, okay, so he says basically if a person reads Kriya Shema and Shul early.
When eight?
Yeah, no, when they're Rabbeinu Yonah and Bracha Samaras. I think it's talking about actually at night. By the following. He's bothered by, let's say, President Davin Zmarav early. So then he's going to have to do Kriya Shema later when he gets home. Right? Davin's really early. Let's say he makes early Shabbos. So he's going to do Kriya Shema later. So he says, what about a Bracha? Don't you need a Bracha on Kriya Shema? So he says, maybe you'll say a Shekhar Shema's one of the Kriya Shema. That's what Rav Amram Gon wanted to say. So he says, no, you don't do that. Because there's no bracha like that. Whoever heard of a bracha, Shekhar Shema Likros Krishma. So he says, rather you should say Avas Olam. Because Avas Olam is basically the bracha, which is set up right before Kriya Shema. And you see that it even works for Berachas HaTorah, right? Like the case is like if you say Berachas HaTorah, if you forgot Berachas HaTorah, then Avas Olam or Avaraba could count for it. So he says, so that's a good idea. So you say Avaraba, and then say Shema. Right, so again, if you do early Shabbos, or Rabbeinu is suggesting, so you do Avarav and then Shema. So he says, yeah, but what about the problem is not Mechilah Chavruta anymore, right? So why don't you have to start Avarav? Normally, the reason why you don't start Avarav with the Baruch is because it's Samach Tamar Avarav. But now you're saying is Berchas Avarav plain? It's not Samach to anything. He's going to say right before Kriya Shema, right? So he says, Yeshloma Shekivan should be Mekoma Hismucha Lachavrata. By the way, if you want to see it, I'm Aleph and Aleph, the first page in the Rain Yonah, it's five lines on the bottom. So the Kivan should be Mekoma Hismucha Lachavrata. Since in its place it's Smucha Lachavrata, Ein Lachosh Kishomer Osa al Kriyashma, Emena Pasechabara. Don't, even though since normally it's Smucha, so therefore you're not going to say Baruch. So it's no big deal if now when you say it, it doesn't start with the Baruch, right? Since in its place it's Smuchel Chavrata and it doesn't have a Baruch, so it's okay right now when you say it even without a Baruch. Shekiyotu b'matzinu v'talmud, you find this in the Gemara. Tfilas Adarach, she'ino posachas v'baruch v'chosim ba, shomei atvila. So Tfilas Adarach doesn't start with the Baruch, it starts Yehi Ratzon b'fanecha, right? So l'cheni l'shalom, whatever, right? So it doesn't start with the Baruch, but it ends, l'chosim b'shomei atvila. Why? Since in Shemona Esrei, Shemaya Tfila is Smucha, Im Achshav, Eino Smucha, Chavrata Lecha Shein Lachi. If now it's not Smucha, it's not a big deal, we don't care. Right? So he's saying, so half of what he's saying is good. He's saying is that, this is something we said last time, is that according to many Rishonim, Bracha Smuchel Chavrata is not a din that I, as a Gavra, whenever I say a Bracha, I have to start with Baruch. Some learn that way. Tosa seems to learn that way. But the Rashba and there's a Mordechai and this Rabbi Yosef seems to be that's not the din. Rather, it's a din in the way Brachos are Niskan. When there's a din of Tikkun Brachos, when Chazalam are Sakin Brachos, that there's a concept that they're Sakin it, that the Iker of every Bracha is Baruch. And therefore, it's appropriate to start the format of a Bracha to start with the Baruch. Right? So that's the proper format of every bracha. Sar bracha Hashem. That's the essence of every bracha. Unless it's smucha, you already have bracha Hashem from the previous one. But certain brachos are generally smucha, and since they're generally smucha, like avas olam, so therefore they didn't need to set up a bracha. Now, if it happens to be in a rare case where you happen to say it on its own, okay, so you don't start with a bracha. It's not that important. The importance is the tikkun bracha. The way the factor Chazal Masaki and the Bracha, that's what they start with the Baruch. But there are a lot of factors Chazal have to take into account for taking Bracha, and they're not necessarily going to set up Avad Rabba with the Baruch because of this funny case. Right? They set it up based on the norm. Right? Fine. That's all well and good. But then he says, and again, I don't know, I don't have an answer to this, but maybe we could think about it or try to say something, is he's saying, is in fact, he proves it. As you say, Tfilas Adarach doesn't start with the Baruch. Just starts with the Hiratzon, but it ends with the Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemayat Tfilah. So why doesn't it have to start with the Baruch? He says, oh, because what's the Baruch? Shemayat Tfilah. And Shemayat Tfilah is really from Shemona Esrei, and every Shemona Esrei, Shemayat Tfilah, right? The whole Shemona Esrei, last Baruch, Shemayat Kolayna. So when it ordinarily finds itself, it doesn't start with the Baruch, because it's Samach to Masviach Keren Yeshua. Right, Asamach. So therefore, if a Shemayat Tefillah doesn't start with the Baruch, also now when we use it in Berachas Tefillas Adarach, so then also it doesn't have a Baruch. Right? So also it doesn't have a Baruch. It's not Smuch El Chavrata. Yeah. Well, normally it is from Smuch El Chavrata. So in this one instance, it isn't. Okay, big deal. Right? So we asked, Tefillas Adarach, you're not... It's one thing, Ava Rabba, you're just repeating Ava Rabba. You're saying Ava Rabba Tanuch and or Ava Solom. You're saying the full text of the bracha. But to the bracha of Shema Shemayat Tefillah, Shema Kalein Hashem Elokeinu Chutz Rechem Elokeinu Kal Bracha Zoseinu, right? And Tefillas Adarach doesn't sound anything like that, right? Yitzu V'Nachal Shetad Shalom, and there's a whole other text, right? There's nothing to do with that. So how in the world does the Tefillas Adarach, how could you say that the fact that the Tefillas Adarach could, you know, is basically just Shema Kolena, right? How does that follow? Right, that's basically the question. How did you say, that's the text of it on the screen. So how could you say that text is just, I'm just saying the bracha of Shema Kolena, and since Shema Kolena is Samach L'Chavrata, so I'm just repeating it. That would be good if I actually said Shema Kolena, but I'm not saying Shema Kolena. I'm saying Yitzol V'Nach Hashem Akeinu Shnei Chelul Shalom Asad Zedeinu L'Shalom Asad Mechainu L'Shalom Asad Mechainu L'Shalom, right, and so on and so forth, right? And you do say Signalenu Chasam Tovim Sish Shema Kol Tefila Seinu Ki Atosh Shema Tefila Skalpa Atosh Shema Tefila, but it seems quite different. It does. It just sounds like he's saying that basically there's a fluidity in brachos, and like Anshei Hasdolah are set up, I guess, Shemayat Tefillah, Ki Atah Shemayat Tefillah Skalpeh, Ki Atah Shemayat Tefillah, you know, whatever, something like that. But there's a range of room which you can have, and it sounds like he's holding is that when the Chazal or the Gemara has Tefillas Adarach, the text of Tefillas Adarach, it's basically just a expanded version or a different version of the bracha of Shema Tefillah. It's like Shema Tefillah doesn't necessarily have, doesn't say Chazal and Shema Tefillah set up Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chutz Rechem Aleinu, the bracha on Shema Tefillah. Bracha Toshon Shema Tefillah. And yes, there's an intro, the normal intro is Shema Koleinu. And in theory, when you're going on the road, you could just say Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chutz Rechem Aleinu. You could say that, which is generic, but rather the minhag was, or whoever this on the Gemara is, to say Yiratzon. But essentially, you're just doing the bracha of Shema Kolenu, albeit a different form. But the bracha, you're using that bracha, and that bracha, certain facets of a bracha were fixed by Anshei Hasdolah. I guess the chasima, bracha Shema Tefillah is fixed. Whether it's a bracha arucha or bracha katsara, I guess is fixed. Whether it starts with the baruch or it doesn't start with the baruch, that's fixed. But the exact verbiage that you use apparently isn't fixed, right? So this is the bracha Shema Tefillah. It has the same chasima. It's a long bracha. It doesn't start with the baruch, right? Because why does it start with the baruch? Oh, because normally when it's said, it's smucha. And I, when you tefillas adarach, okay. So then ein echonami. But it's basically, I mean, this is what he's holding, it sounds like, that the din of tefillas adarach, Chazal didn't or mesake in a new bracha. They're simply saying, make use of the generic Shema Koleinu and give it a little bit of a twist. Like, for example, you know, we all know that you could add in anything in Shema Koleinu, right? So let's say you know you're going on the road today and you're really nervous about it. So what would you do? In the middle of Shema Koleinu, you'd say, I don't know, right? I mean, that would be a reasonable thing to say, right? So Shema Koleinu really is a catch-all bracha. So while it's true, we do have a text of it, but essentially it's the idea of Hashem, Shema Tefillah, listen to our Tefillahs, right? And whatever you're saying apparently could just be like a different form of the bracha of Shema Kolena. right? The Sishma called Tfilaseinu. I mean, we do say it then there. The Sishma called Tfilaseinu, Ki Atosh Metzios Kapa. So you see, Sishma called Tfilaseinu. I mean, that's part of Shema Kaleinu. So it's like, it's, I mean, I don't know if anyone else holds this. I'm not doing the sugi. I would think if you do the sugi of Tfilas Adarach, this would be very interesting to know. I don't know if you'd find it, though. It's Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos and, whatever, sugi of Kriyashma. But it seems to be, at least the way Rabbeinu Yonah is learning, Tfilas Adarach. It's really just like a different version of the bracha of Shema Kaleinu. Of Shema Tfilah, I mean. Right? I'm just saying. Yeah, okay. Any thoughts about that? Even though it doesn't quite match the content of Shema Kaleinu, it's more specific, but Shema Kaleinu does lend itself to being about anything, right? Like in any other bracha, Refa'inu. You can't start asking for a parnasa in the middle of Refa'inu. You can't start asking you to make your journey safe in Refa'inu because it's not the inyan of Refa'inu. But you could in Shema Kaleinu. You can say anything in Shema Kaleinu. So apparently Shema Kaleinu, the text of Shema Kaleinu is just Hashem answer us for anything we ask you for. So it's true, you don't, that's in general, the fixed text of Shema Kaleinu just says, listen to our voices, right? Have mercy on us. But it lends itself to putting anything in there. So it's like the text of Shema Kaleinu is generic, but it's generic to lend itself to putting anything in there. So it's like in Tfilas Adarach, we're putting something in there. And we're like minimizing the significance of the generic idea of Shema Kaleinu. We just have it at the end. This is Shema called Tfilaseinu. And we're building up the lengthy elaboration into our road travels. We just don't start with the word Shema Kaleinu. But like you could say Shema Kaleinu, and it could basically be Shema Kaleinu, and that could very well be the text of Shema Kaleinu on a given day. So you see, Shema Kaleinu could be lend itself to taking on multiple forms. Right, and your Shema Kaleinu might look very different in different situations, right? And talk about anything. So now this is one of the forms. So basically, it's like they're instituting do Shema Kaleinu about the road, right? And highlight the road. I understand, but we're also not emphasizing what Shema Kaleinu is asking for. Yeah, I hear you, but it seems like that's what he's saying now. But I hear your point. I don't know how he knows this. Like, does he hold that if you have the same chasima, it must be the same bracha? Maybe he holds the essence of a bracha is the chasima. So if it ends Shema Tefillah, maybe he holds, like, don't tell me there are two brachas that both end Shema Tefillah and two totally different brachas. Must be, it's the same bracha, it's different forms. Maybe he holds that. Since the essence of bracha is the chasima, why do you have two brachas that have the exact same chasima? Must be they're the same bracha, and they're just different forms of the same bracha. I mean, again, I don't know, I would assume people argue with that. I don't know. But it seems to me a bit kaddish, but, you know, it's just interesting. You know, that's why I wanted to do it. So it's just interesting. Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, is Amos Vemuna and Amos Vyatsev the same bracha? Just two different versions of it? And is, Oyev Amo Yisrael? Oh, no, those are both myself and Abba and Oyev Amo Yisrael. Those, I guess you could argue, are different. But Gal Yisrael, those are the same. And also, what about, another one just came to mind. Can't remember anymore. The Yerushalayim Yerecha is Bona Yerushalayim and Rachem ends with Bona Yerushalayim, right? Can't imagine those are the same bracha, right? Those both end Bona Yerushalayim, Bona Yerushalayim, Bona Yerushalayim, Bona Yerushalayim, or whatever, depending on your Gersa. I don't know. I know it's strange. But Mechaya Mesem, Rosh Hashanah Mechaya Mesem. And if you see someone, I haven't seen them in a year, I think, you say Mechaya Mesem. But that's a bracha Kitzara and that's a bracha Rucha. Those have got to be different, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. What's his thesis? Maybe that's not his thesis. Maybe he's not holding if it's the same chasim or it's the same bracha. I'm not sure. Good question. Good question. I'm sorry, Ken. But yeah, I was saying, what are all the brachas on Shabbos? Shabbos on Esrei. You could argue they're the same. Ata Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, right? Tikkun Shabbos, Ata Echad, they all end with Kadesh Shabbos. Is that there's all the same bracha? Maybe they are. Maybe in Echanami, maybe they are the same bracha. They're just they're different variations. They branch out on different ideas, but maybe it's all the same. Right?
Well, if you said one, you're Yotze.
What?
If you said the wrong one, you're Yotze.
Are you? That's the din?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That makes sense. Okay, good. That is good. So I guess those are the same. Yeah. That was what I was thinking of, by the way. Yeah. There's something else that popped into my head while I was thinking of this now. Another one I thought of is no Sein HaTorah, the bracha before laning and after laning. Asher bracha nichon asana zosher bracha Hashem no Sein HaTorah. Asher nasa zosher bracha Hashem no Sein HaTorah. Is that the same bracha? Because if you reverse those, are you Yosei? I know everyone always makes a mistake on those, right? But are those, if you reverse those, are you Yosei? Does anyone know that? I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. So the Toza Rosh in Memvav Brachos Memvav. So there's a lot of Rishonim talk in Brachos Memvav. Memvav and Av Memvav. There's a parallel sugi over there. There's a long Tosa Rosh. He goes through a lot of different things. Like as long longer than this Tosas, I think. It's hard to judge, but bigger letters. So he's dealing with this problem about certain exceptions. So he said like this, is Asher Bachar Banu, why does it start with the Baruch? It's Simuchal Chavrata. Right? He said, Asher Yisrael, the right Torah. So why isn't that smuch l'chavrata? Right. So he says, oh, because when you make bracha, when you lay in, you only say that bracha. It's not smucha then, so therefore you start the baruch. Right. That makes sense. Right. Asher bracha rabanu comes in normal. We always do in brachas haTorah in the morning, and that's smucha. But also before laying, it's not smucha. Okay. Good. And he says, Yishtabach, Ure Yishtabach. He says, that's because it's Samach to Baruch Shamar. And the Psukim in between are and a half sec. And he says, likewise, Emes V'Yatzev is Smucha to the Baruch before Krishma. And Krishma is not a half sec. And Yalalucha is also Smucha to the Baruch before Halal. And Halal is not a half sec. And Yeru Einenu also is next to Hashkivenu. And the Psukim are not a half sec. Right? So that's the thesis Theotosis brought up earlier. The Psukim aren't a half sec. So those are Rosh is saying that also. So he says, if Psukim are in the Havsek, he says, "Im Tomer Im Kain Bracha Shalachah Kriyas Torah Lama Pasachas Barach." Given that Psukim are in the Havsek, so why about the Bracha at the end of laning? Barach Toshen like Enu Elchol Amash Shanasan Lanu Torahs Emes V'Chayil and David Zuchin Barach Toshen Masein Torah. So why don't you say if Psukim you tell me aren't the Havsek, right? Psukim are in the Havsek, and that's why Shtabach is Smucha and Emes V'Yatziv is Smucha. And Yalucha is smucha, and Yeronin is smucha, Psukim are an Epsik. Then what about Asher Nasan Lana Torah Samas? When I say that's smucha, and the Psukim should be Epsik. So he says, V'yesh Shalom, where the Chiyam read the Psukim Lava Epsik. When do we say Psukim are an Epsik? Ani me the Psukim like Kavu and Tamid. Those are fixed Psukim. Always fixed. Kachal Hani Domin, Alba Bekriyas HaTorah Ave Epsik. Right? Alba Bekriyas HaTorah, that's not fixed Psukim. Those are always changing. And that's a hafsek, right? Right. He has a few other answers, but I'll tell you his other answers. But that's one I want on analyze. He says the other answers. He says, well, maybe because in those days there's two different people, right? The guy who said the final bracha wasn't the same person who said the first bracha, so maybe that's why you don't consider it to be, right? You don't consider it to be smuch l'chavrata, right? Or since it's at the end of the book, end of the Sefer, so it looks like you're starting again. I don't know exactly what he means exactly by that. But let's just take up this first one. So this first answer, as he's saying, is that when it's not a fixed text, then you don't end up second will be absent. Right? The question is, why should that matter? If you're saying Pesach Gemara and Hav, Pesach Gemara and Hav, Pesach. Yeah, they are. Our svara went to Gemara and Hav, Pesach, because it's like the din of the Baruch is to separate between the Dibur of Chol, right? Your Stam idol chatter and a Bracha. And Pesachim are in the Hav, Pesach, because you already set yourself apart. And Pesachim are still part of the Dibur of Kodesh. But for that, I don't know if it's going to matter if they're fixed Pesachim or not fixed Pesachim. Right? I mean, I'm not saying it's the same svara. That was Tosus. This is the Rosh. It's a different svara. But I'm saying, what's the logic to say that it matters if they're fixed psukim or they're not fixed psukim? Okay, so I think Gersh is saying, well, I was thinking similarly, that when you have like a fixed text with the brachos and psukim, so maybe he's holding that you could, Chazal is masaking like a unit, an entity, which is the brachos, which segue into psukim, which segue into brachas, into a bracha. Because this fixed text of like a tripart entity. Like you do, like Diaz brachas about Shema, then you do Shema, then you do the brachas at the end. Or Yishtavach, Psukhid Zimra, Sar Bar Shamar, Shire David Abdacha, then you do the Shire David, and then you finish it. Right? Or Halo. Asher Zahakos Halo, you do the Halo, and you finish it up, Yahalucha. So there's a fixed entity, which is psukim, which are surrounded by brachas. And that becomes one entity of mitzvah. It's like an entity which you're engaging. Psukei de Zimra, Hallel, Kriya Shema u'Brachasah. They become an entity. And as such, the brachos are mitzurafim as being the bracha just before those psukim and just after those psukim, they form one fixed entity, and the brachos are the beginning and the end of that fixed entity. Okay, thereby they're smucha because they occupy that role of surrounding the entity. Right, but what he's arguing is that one is not a fixed entity. Like you do in laning, and every day you're laning something different, and everything you're laning is something different. So then you're basically just saying, "Is look, you're laning, you're reading from the Torah. Yeah, the halacha is before you leave from the Torah, you have to make a bracha. And after you leave from the Torah, you have to make a bracha. But those two brachos aren't smucha, there's one's before and one's after it. He's not saying that intrinsically psukim are the hafsik. He's just saying is that psukim could become part of one fixed text. And there's like components of this fixed text. The prior to those psukim and after those psukim. When you have a fixed text, they have fixed roles insofar as how they relate to those psukim. And it becomes like part of, they become unified in being one fixed entity, being those components of that one entity. But again, once it's variable, then it doesn't have that model anymore. Then it's just saying, is there two separate brachas? You're reading from the Torah, and before you're from the bracha, you have to do this, and after you're from the Torah, you do that. Okay, so they're different. They're not mitzurafim. The tzirah comes from the fact of their relationship as being part of a fixed entity. Ken's saying, what about halos? And you skip. Or you skip. But I still say it's a fixed entity, you're just skipping. You're doing it like halo bedilog. There's an idea that you're doing the full halo with skipping. So it's like it is a fixed entity, and then just that the entities, sometimes you do it in total, sometimes you do it in a skipping, sometimes in a rush or whatever factors you skip. But laning, it's entirely not, there's no entity laning. It's just an action of reading from the Torah. And it's before you do that action, you have to make a bracha. And after you do the action, you have to make a bracha. There's no entity. It's like totally variable. It's different than saying there's this fixed thing of halal, and sometimes you don't have to do the whole thing. The right to do is less than the whole thing. But that's just skipping. But laning, you're not just skipping, you're doing a whole different thing. Mordechai is also very long here. So he says, it's a long Mordechai. It's in the back. And Psachim, it's hard to identify things in Mordechai. But it's in the middle of, I don't know, some daf. Lamed Vav on the bays, I guess. And the daf, Ham Mordechai. I'm calling that. In the middle of, who knows, I don't know. There's funny numbers for markings, but I don't even see one of those. So I don't know. It's hard to find. Right before Daf Kuf Stam Vav Aleph. I don't know. It's in the left column on Daf 30, whatever. The Vin Tomar. Kein Kashli, Mehalucha, Mayena Pasachas Barach. Why does Yahalucha not start with the Barach at the Seder? Shari Enos Mechol Bracha, Ein Mavarch and Klav Leil Pesach, right? You don't say a Bracha on Leil Pesach. And Halal, right? So if that's the case, then why don't you, right? Why don't you have to say a Barach? Right? Okay. Why doesn't it have to have start with the Barach? So if you remember, right, again, Yahalucha normally you could argue, if you want, you could say it's Smucha to the Barach at the beginning of Halal. But what about on Leil Pesach, where there is no Barach at the beginning of Halal? So because of that problem, Tosfos said the general rule, which was a chiddush, that whenever psukim are after brachas are after psukim, they don't need a barach. Okay, that was a chiddush in Tosfos. This is a hard question. In fact, this is the Rashba said, because of this question, again, this is I mentioned this last time, but let me read to you here what they say here. I don't have the Rashba because it's Rashba and brachas, so I don't have it. But they say, what the Rashba says, and the Gemara says, because of this very question, about Yahalucha, he says, whenever when they said, Kol brachas kulan, all brachas pasach barach, the hechrech ain kamanas gemara lo mashu kol gamor. It doesn't, you have to say it's not an absolute rule. Shari yesh brachas ain apochas barach, afa bishenis mulas chavitan, there's some which don't start with a barach. And that's why, in fact, the Gemara says the last brach in Krishma, it's ain apasachas barach. Because the Gemara says, all brachas start with barach and the bracha, except for smuchal chavitan and the last brach of Krishma. Right? So what do you mean? If the last brach of Krishna was smuchal chavrata, then why does it have to list it? It's already included in the class of things which are smuchal chavrata. So therefore the Rashba says, no, it's not considered smuchal chavrata. And it's a different reason, it's just an exception. So it's not that be that reason, it's some other reason. He doesn't say what the reason is, but it's a different reason. He says, you see from that, it's not a fixed rule. There are certain brachas Chazal set up that they don't have to have a barach. That's what the Rashba says. So Yahalalucha was set up that it doesn't have a barach. Why? Whatever. He says, look, it's not a fixed rule. So again, I'd like to see the Rashba on brachas, I just don't have it. So it's brachas man vav mal. But this, because of this, a lot of people are bothered by this kasha. So this is what the Mordechai says. That's the context. He says the answer. He has a few answers, but he says the answer I want to focus on is Yesh Lomar Lefishihi Hoda'a V'Shevach Ma'alma. It's only a Hoda'a and Shevach. Hoda'a V'Shevach Ma'alma. It's not a real bracha. It's Hoda'a V'Shevach Ma'alma. Right? Which is similar, reminiscent of, if you remember, why Tosa said El Kain Neshama doesn't start with a Barach. Or it feels a Derach, because it's just a Shevach Ma'alma. It's not really a bracha. Right, remember we have that? It's like it's just a din, the Gavro is expressing his praise or something. It's not really a bracha. He says, "Umikamakam chosem esu barach." So if it's not a real bracha, why does it end with barach? Lefishia rucha, because it's long. Kimo l'kain neshama, yatuhu kodem shibrasa. Like l'kain neshama and atuhu kodem shibrasa in the morning in the bracha kikavanas. So he has this idea that there are certain things which are not really brachas. They're just Shevach and Hodah. But therefore, they don't have to start with the Baruch. But why do they end with Baruch? Oh, because they're long. Right? Because they're long. So the question is, what's the sense? I mean, maybe we dealt with this a little bit. But what is this category? These things which are not really a Baruch. Why it's saying is they don't need a Baruch at the beginning, but they need a Baruch at the end because they're long. What does it mean because they're long? What is that? So why do they need a Baruch at the end? Because they're long. They don't need a bracha to begin. They should need a bracha then. They're not really a bracha. Right? Very good. So I think Ken's saying, well, is that, so let's just remember what we said prior when on that Tosas. He's saying that there's certain things which are, there's lots of things which we say are praise to Hashem. But certain times, and we don't know exactly when, Chazal saw fit to fix that we're invoking an entity called the bracha. The bracha is like this formalized Shavach. Not everything you say before God is a bracha. And they just say, Shavach, Oda. Not a fixed entity of bracha. And bracha is almasaki in 100 brachas in the day. And there's a lot of rules, halachas, which apply to brachas. So bracha is like a formalized shevach. And as such, it has a fixed structure. Starts with the barach and ends with the barach. That's one of the criteria. So as such, you got to explain. If you have a bracha and it doesn't start with the barach, what's going on? You're not following the fixed format, the fixed text. There's a model. What it's saying is this is not that. or kind of shama or yalalucha. I think, but what is it? He said there's a different idea, is that we base this on Rambam, that there's a gavra who should always be mishabeach l'Hashem tamid. A person should always be modeh to Hashem on the past, and be mishabakesh about the future, and give shava. It's like an amida of a person, is that they're always acknowledging Kadosh Baruch Hu. And not necessarily is a formalized text of a bracha, but like a kiyum of a gavra of Nei Hashem, that he's recognizes, sees Hashem and everything, and is looking to Hashem for everything. So it could be it's saying is that in Hallel there's really a bracha before Hallel. So Gershom says one likros Hallel. So then you say Hallel. But a person who says Hallel is like a din that a person should be moved by Hallel. And you're moved by it such that it leads you into giving praise. That the Gavra is giving praise because of the ideas of Hallel. And then he says, it's only Hallelucha. It's not part of the Psukim of Hallel itself. But it's like the person is moved to appreciate Hashem and say Hallel. But he's not. It's not a formalized bracha. It's not a bracha l'achara. It's just a shavach hodav alma. It's an appropriate response. Chazal formulated an appropriate response of the gavra to Hallel. So it's not a fix. It's not a bracha. It's a shavach. Now he's holding is given that's the case in theory, it shouldn't have the word baruch in it. But when you have baruch. The baruch at the end of a bracha functions, first of all, because it's the format of a bracha, but there's a logic to it. The logic is when you have a bracha arucha, you talk about a lot of different things. A lot of different things. A lot of different praises about Hashem. And then, but it gets rambly. And the idea of the bracha at the end is it ties the bracha together. It culminates. It climaxes. Baruch to Hashem, boom. Whatever the conclusion is. So a bracha of a chasima is like functions to encapsulate the essence of the Shevach, which you just said. And that's why brachas and ruchas are set up, they have a bracha at the end. But now it's saying is, even though this isn't a bracha, but it is a Shevach, and they are a long Shevach, which have various ideas in it, and therefore we have a right to make use of that element of a bracha to tie it all together. And when we say, brach to Hashem, v'alom v'tish brachos, that's referencing the fact that's the main idea which we're trying to get. So it's like it's a tool, a form of concluding. In conclusion, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Malach B'tish Bracha. So they like borrow that from an official bracha because that's its role in an official bracha. So it doesn't need the bracha at the beginning because that's part of the official structure when you have a bracha. But you're not doing a bracha here. But when the bracha at the end, the chasima, is not merely because it's a formalized text, because here it wouldn't be formalized, you wouldn't need it. But that bracha at the end functions in order to culminate, to climax, to summarize, to conclude. And therefore, that's what's saying is that they still use that. So these brachos don't have a bracha beforehand, but they still have a bracha at the end. These semi-brachos, so to speak, don't have a bracha before, but they still have a bracha at the end. Concludes. Okay, in conclusion, in summation, the chasima, and this concludes the sugya. We started off with Havdalah, and then we ended up making our way towards, bracha, smucha, chavertos, and all that. But I think this is the end of that sugya. So, Mirtzah Hashem, next week, I'm still thinking about it, but I think we're going to do challah, as we started doing. I'm thinking of doing a little bit of shnei mekavecha targum sugya, but I don't know. I may just go straight 4 days a week on challah, and then if we finish that, then shnei mikra. I don't know. We'll see. But at least on Monday, I think we're going to continue on challah. That's what we've been doing. So if we're doing shnayas, anyone, feel free to join in. Any day is holidays, whatever works for you.